Abba. Rav Abba says that Amri Bei Rav, they said on the base of Medrash like, Afilu Shigro de Tamri. Even squashed dates. This Rashi says, Tumorim Nidechem Yachad, even squashed dates. In other words, not only if you eat like a gregris, that's better, that's a dried out fig, but if you eat a squash, a date, that's also cool. The husband ate something from the fields, Mamele can't get his money back anymore. Now, Boyi Rav Deva, Rav Deva Yester for Shaila, what's going to be the halacha of chufts of the tamri? If he eats this chufts of the tamri, so Rashi says chufts of the tamri means leyacha shiosu miyam shecher. Like they used to make beer out of these dates. Venishar ha-psalus, and the leftover, the psalus of the bad part of the dates, the leftover after the beer, what about the yoni eats that? Inami Rashi says nidoichem harbi also means dates that were squashed, chopped up a lot, kedelasas mem shecher, in order to make beer from it. So it's even in the worst stage now than shigur de tamri. Chuk to the tamri means the dates are mamish chopped up completely. Is my, if the husband only eats one date like that, is it cool that he had some enjoyment from the field, that now if he gives her a get, he can't get his money back? Or else that's cool? No, if that's the only thing he ate out of the field, maybe it's not cool that he had any enjoyment yet. And therefore he has the right to get his money back. So Gemara says, take Gemara obliged by Suffolk. What's going to be the law in such a case? Now the Gemara says, what about Le'ochlo Derech Kovid Mai? Let's say the husband Taki eats a date, he eats a fig, but he doesn't eat it Derech Kovid. So now the shalom is, how much of the gregris does he have to eat? Like before we said, if he only eats even one gregris, that's enough. But it had to be with the Tanah, he eats the Derech Kovid, he eats in a nice manner. What's going to be if he doesn't eat it in a nice manner? Now, how much does he have to eat in order to say he had his enjoyment that he can't get money back? Is Omar Ula Pligi Botrei Amaroyim Amarova? Ula says that in Eretz Yisrael there's a Machlokes Amaroyim. Chadama one says Bechiser. Rashi says Shove Iser. You have to eat the amount, the value of dates, or the value of figs worth a Nisr. That's a coin. That much money, that much worth of figs. The Chadama one says Bechidiner. No, the size of a Kediner. If you eat that much, that's also enough to say the husband can't get any more his money back. Amri Dainan the Pumpadisa. The Dayonim and Pumpadisa said, Rashi said that means Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, and Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Ovid Rav Yehuda Uvda, that they say over that Rav Yehuda did the halacha lemaisa, the Chavili Zemiris, that Rav Yehuda holds if the husband only eats, let's say, like the straw, he takes the straw that grows on his fields and he gives it to his animals to eat, that's also considered the husband had some hanor from the fields, even though he did not eat anything himself. He just took this chavilis meris, bundles of straw, and he gave it to his animals. That's also considered that the husband had some hanor, some enjoyment from the fields, that he can't get his money back. And the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda latayim, Rav Yehuda goes according to his own time, his own shita. The Yom Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda holds that ochla orla. This is Allah and Gemara and Baba Basra, the question about the cheskas habatim, cheskas asoda, that if you live in a field for 3 years, then it's a proof that you own it, even if you lost your shtar mechira, and the other person comes back and says he never sold it to you, it's his. If he comes back after 3 years, that's halacha gimel shonim, 3 years as a chazaka. So the person has to live there for 3 straight years, and nobody complained in between. Now what about if one of the years was orla? Let's say the trees, like, was orla. So the chur and orla, you can't use the fields, because the peris is osav hanor. Still Rav Yehuda says it's called a good chazaka. Because what's osur orlo, the first 3 years, the fruits are osur. But the zemiris, the straw, the sticks that grow off the trees, that's not osur. So it's possible to say that the person was noig, acted like an owner of the fields, even during the year of orlo, because he used the zemiris. Or else shviyas, the same thing if one of the years is Shemitah. And the law is, you can't be like an owner over the fields, so chur, you can't show bailis. It's not like one of the years of chazaka. Because the yisoid of the chazaka is, if you live in there for 3 years and shown like you're the owner of it, that's a proof that it belongs to you. But the Quran, Shavuos and Shemitah, you can't be the owner anyway, because you're not allowed to eat the fruits like an owner. Whoever wants to come and take it. Still, Rav Yehuda says, no, you could show bailus again on these zemiris, on the straw, since that there's no Issa Shriyas on it, so you act like a Baal Megillah to your animal, you see that's called the Chosher of a thing. Who are they? No Klayim. The same thing, if you're growing Klayim, you're growing vegetables and grapes together, Halacha is, it's also Bachila, it's also Bano, but the Zemiris of it, the straw, the sticks of it, that's not also Bano. So Harezech HaZokr, if you the sheep there is, any one of these three, if you use the Zemiris, you use the straw of it, that's okay, it's still called the Chazaka. You see, Rabbi Yehuda Shittarid, that if you use the straw of the field, that's also called you're acting like an owner. See, also if the husband only took straw off the fields, and not that he ate it, but he gave it to his animal, Rabbi Yehuda Shittarid is also called the husband had some enjoyment from the field already, and therefore if he gives his wife a get, he can't collect any of the money that he put into the field. Omar Rabbi Yaakov, Omar Rabbi Chizda. If somebody invests, put money into his wife's fields, again, his wife Yarshan, the father, his wife has a lot of property, and she's a ketana. You married her when she was a ketana. So Sony Kedushim Midrabonin. Rashi was talking about when she's a Yisayma. She didn't have a father, and her mother or her brother married a roof. So Lachur is the Kedushim is only Chal Midrabonin. But I call upon him with the Rabbonim, when they have Nesuyin, if she yashin to father and she has the Nechosim, so Halacha is the husband is still allowed to eat the Paris. Now let's say the husband invested $100 into the field. Here the Gemara says, Halacha is, Kemoitzi al Nichsi Achadami. It's like he put this $100 into somebody else's field. The Hura means to say that even if he gives her a get, still the Halacha is he has the right to get the money that he put into the field. It's not like he put the money into his own wife's field that we said on the Mishnah, if he has a little bit of enjoyment, he loses the rest of his money. But rather, if your wife is a katana, a young one, then we consider like you spent the money in somebody else's field that you could get it all back. My time, and what's the reason? Is of the bo rabbona takanta. The rabbona made a special takana, a special case over here. Why? Ki heicha delo nisadinu. In order that she should not lose out. So Rashi explains, we're talking about here again that the wife is the katana, that the kedushin is only midrabbanan. Her father died already, and let's say now her mother married her off. So kedushin the rabbanan, we know the locher is the wife at any time she wants to, she can make miyun. She could just say goodbye to the husband, I don't want you anymore, and that's it, and then the husband won't be able to eat the peris anymore. So therefore every husband, if he ever marries a katana, he'll always be afraid to invest, to put any money into the field. He'll rather just let the field waste away and be hefsid, or ruin the field, because he's afraid to put any money in, because he knows any second she may be mine, she may say goodbye to me, and then she'll take the fields. So therefore the Rabbanan made a special takana, that the husband should still want to take care of her fields, and don't let it go to waste, is that the Rabbanan made a takana, that if the husband does put money into the field, even if she's going to make me and say goodbye to him, the halacha is the husband will still get his money back. It's like he put the money into somebody else's field, like we'll see later, that's the halacha, that according to the shemach, according to how much grows, that's according to how much money you'll get back, like we'll see later on. So this is a special takona they made by a katana. Now the Gemara says, it happened once with a lady, to noflu lo arba neyezuzi bechuzoi. It's a lady that was married, they had Nisuyin, a Gedola, an older lady, and now she yarshin to father. Her father died, and she was the only one to yarshin, and the Yerusha was $400, 400 zuz, that was Bechuzoi. That's a faraway place. As they were living someplace else, and the money is in a faraway place. So what happened is, the husband went to travel to go get the money. Is Ozal Gavra, the husband went, and on his journey, Apik Shish Meya. He had to spend $600 on the journey to get to $400. So Kitzi's Oitzoyis, the money he spent, was more than what he got out of it. I see Arba Meya, so he brought back the $400. Now Bahadi Dekosi, while he was coming back, is Itzrech Lechadzuzi. He Porsche needed $1, he didn't have any money left. So he needed $1 to use on the way coming home. Fishokol Minayu, so he used up $1, one of the $400 of the Yerusha, the husband now used up. So the question is now, could the husband get back his money that he spent, like these $400, does it go to the wife? Or does the husband have a right to say, listen, I spent so much money, I spent 600, that's a big mahitzois, and he says, I get nothing out of it. So therefore, he wants to have this $400 for himself. But the other side is that no, the husband used up a little bit, he used up this one zuz. So the chur is like achol kimah, like he ate a little bit. Since he ate a little bit, the Mishnah says he doesn't have a right to collect anymore. So also l'kaim with Rav Ami, they came in front of Rav Ami. Omalei, so Rav Ami said, Yishno, ma'asho hoitzi hoitzi. O ma'asho achol achol. Consider that the husband had some enjoyment from the Yerusha. He used the dollars. So therefore, whatever he spent, the $600 that he spent, that's it. And he doesn't get anything back. Is Omrulei Rabbanan? The Rabbanan said back, Rav Ami to Rav Ami. Hani mili, when does our Mishnah say the aloha if the husband put money into the fields and then he eats a little bit, he can't collect anymore if he gives his wife a get? That's heichid the ka'ochla peri. That's only when the husband ate from the fruits, from the peris. Abaho karna ka'ochl. Over here, the husband ate from the karen. It's not called he ate from the fruits. It's not called like he had his takona yet. This is all the Yerusha, the money. So the husband had to use now $1. The chur has called, so that's all called part of the karen. And he had to spend money to forget the Karen. So Gemara says, "Him Cain, if so, heavy lay hoitzi v'lo yochel." The attacker writes, "It's considered like the husband spent money, and he didn't eat anything. That that he took $1. It's not called the eighth of Paris. That's called using up the Karen for the purpose of the Karen, for the purpose of getting the capital. He had to spend this extra dollar. So therefore, it's not considered like the husband took anything back yet. Pateris Paris, the produce what grows." Therefore, the locher is Yeshava. The husband has a right to swear that he spent $600, kamo, hoitzivito, and he'll get it back. If he gives his wife a get now, these $400 he'll be able to keep. He's more than $400 he can't get, like we'll soon see later. Even if you put in a lot of money, if there's no shvach, he can't get it back. But I call upon him, this $400, the husband would be able to get if he swears that he had to spend $600 to get it. Now the Gemara explains, the Mishnah says, that Yeshova kama hoitzi v'yitol. If the husband did not have any enjoyment yet from the peris, but he only spent a lot of money put into the field, he has a right. If he gives his wife a get now, he swears and gets the money back. Now Amar Abbas Rasi says, V'u sheyei shvach kineged hoitzo. That the husband gets the money back, that's only if the produce what grows out of the field is worth the amount of money that he put in. That's what he gets. And Lamashli spent $100 into the field. And later, when she cuts down the produce, it's worth $200. Then the halacha is, the husband has the right to get back his $100 that he put in. So Gemara says, now, Lamayhirsa, what do you mean to tell me? So Rashi says, Rashi explains that Lamayhirsa means, Koma, Vushoy Shvach Neged Yitzia. What do you mean to say that the Shvach has to at least be according to how much he put in? If you want to be Mekel on him, to say what? Yike shvach tfei loiboy shvua. One way to say it's a kula. That when they have to swear, if it's only the exact amount. But let's say she makes much more than the money he put in. He only put in $100 worth. And what grew is $200. Maybe then you don't have to swear at all. Maybe that's what he meant to say. The Mishnah means the husband only has to swear to get the money if it's an exact amount. He put in $100. And now what grows out is also only worth $100. Then he has to swear to get it. But if more produce comes out than the money he put in, then maybe he doesn't have to swear. That's called the gula kula. Rashi says, well, the other side of the shalom is, maybe he's being machmir, maybe be more strict. Lemei would tell us, the yitzi yisera l'shokla l'kashir shvach, that if he spent, let's say, $200, and what grows out of the field is only $100 worth of produce, even if he swears, he can never get more than $100. Like it means to be machmir, to say that the husband can never get more money than what grows out of the field. So that's the shiloh, what exactly did he mean to say? What did Rabasi mean to say? Sumara says, Omar Abayi says, he means to say, Lekula, Shemho Yishvach, Yeser al Hoitso, Noital es Hoitso b'lei Shvua. Then, Echnami, if there's more money, if what she gets, the produce that grows, is worth more than the amount of money he put in, so there's more hoitzor than there is, there's more shvach than there is hoitzor, then the husband has a right to collect the money, the amount of money he put in, even without a shvua. And that's what Abayi wants to say. Oh, malei rov, Rav said back in Cain, if so, osile rume. The husband is smart, he'll always make like a trick. He'll never come to swear. If he sees how much produce grows, he'll always say, listen, I put in a drop less than that. So since she's making more than I put in, he'll always be able to collect without her shvuah. So that can't be a svara to say that the husband is able to collect without swearing. Because if there's such a case that he could collect without swearing, we have to be afraid he'll always do it that way. So rather, if a rabbi says, Ella, what Rav Asi meant to say is like this. He meant to say lechumra, that hoitzor shir shvach, uveshvua. Havad, the husband always has to swear if he wants to collect. But the chiddush of Rav Asi is how much money could the husband collect? Again, he put $200 worth into the field. And I was giving his wife a get before he ate anything. So Rav Asi is saying that if later, if the produce is worth 200, then he can swear and get his 200. But if the produce that grows later is less than 200, he could only get according to how much it grows, and not more. Iboiluhu, we have a new channel like this. What's going to be Baal Shehorid Arisen Tachtov Maho? Let's say instead of the husband plowing and seeding the fields, he hired somebody else, he hired a gardener to take care of somebody to work on the fields. And the Oris put money in, and now the husband is giving his wife a get. So the Oris wants to collect his money. Does the Oris have a right to collect the money from the wife or not? Is Adaita the Baal Nochis? Do we say when the husband appointed this Oris, this gardener, to take over, to plow and to seed the grounds, do we say it's like he's doing it for the husband's sake? He's working for the husband. The husband is telling him to do it. He's working like he's in place for the husband. Therefore, the svara would be, now if the husband gives his wife a get, that is Stalik Le Baal, the husband goes out of the picture, he can't collect anymore. Is it Stalik Ulahu? He could also tell the Oris, tough, we can't collect anymore. That the field doesn't belong to me anymore. Like you only worked for me, like my shliach, but you can't be better than me. Me, myself also, if I would work and I give my wife a get, I don't get anything. Like Rashi says, we're talking about where the husband did eat something. So that's the din of the Mishnah. If the husband ate something, he can't collect any money that he put in. So now he had an oris, he had a third person to work. And the husband ate a little bit. And now he gives his wife a get. Does the oris have a right to collect or not? So one side is no. He's only like working for the husband. And when the husband loses out, the oris also loses out. Oidulma maybe no. Adaita diarya nochis. When the Oris works, he's not working for the Baal, for the husband. He's working for whoever's property this is. Like he's working for the sake of the property. He wants to work now to make this property better. And whoever is the owner of the property, that's who he wants to collect from. Therefore, the Arya ki kaima, the Arisa kaima. Therefore, the field is still by the Oris. And even if the husband gives his wife a get now, and she takes the field back, so what? The wife still is going to have to pay this Oris, because the Oris went down to work like Pateris, whoever owns the field. Not he's a worker for the husband. He's a worker for the field. Like Rashi says, because this war is, even if the husband wouldn't have sent him down, and the wife would have the property, she would also have to have somebody go down to work. So now it's considered like this person worked for her, so therefore he could collect from her. That's the Shaila. So this the Gemara says, Maskiv lo rova. Ba Rav Chanon, Rochis Akasha, Maishno, what's the tzad? What's the difference? Maishno, why is it different here? Mehayori Lotechso de Chaveroi, where somebody goes down to somebody else's field. Reuven goes down to Shimon's field. He didn't ask Shimon permission. He just saw that Shimon's field was empty, nobody working on it. So he went down to work on the field, to plow and to seed the field. Seed it. Vinota Shleibeshus, and he seeded it without permission. And now Reuven tells Shimon, I want you to pay me for the work I did. That the locher is, the Gemara Bava Metzia, that Shomim Loi, the Yod Al Tachtoina, that he has a right to say he gets his money back. Yod Al Tachtoina means, again, let's say he put in $100 worth, and let's say only $50 grew, so he can't get back more than $50. But if what grows is worth much more, so he has a right to say, listen, I put work into it, and you're having enjoyment from it, pay me for it. Scroll here also, what's the tzad? That now the husband gives his wife a get. So this property now is going back to the wife. So why shouldn't the wife have to pay the oris? It's not worse than this oris would go down without asking permission at all and work on the fields. That the loch is, he has a right to collect. Just yod al tachtoino, like the same thing here also. He can't collect more than the shvach that grows, but why can't he collect that much at least? So where it says, no, I'll tell you there's a big difference. Ha som lekin ish de torach. Over there, when Shimon owns the field, Lamaisa, nobody's supposed to work for Shimon. So either Shimon himself is going to go down and plow the field, or else he's going to have to hire somebody. So therefore, this person that went down, Reuven, went down to plow Shimon's field, he has a good complaint to Shimon. Listen, I gave you enjoyment. If not for me, you'd have to get somebody else to do it. Like, you're a person, you can't do it yourself. So you're going to have to hire somebody. So instead of hiring somebody else, I did it for you. Therefore, I have a right to say, you have to pay me the money. Ma'ashenkin, but over here, it's a little bit different, the Gemara says. But over here, Hoch Ika Bada Torah. Here, the wife could say, nothing doing. Like, I don't want you, the Oris, to go down and work and have to pay you for it. I would have rather just let my husband do it. My husband has the chiyuv to work on the fields. And therefore, since my husband was talking about, like we said, Rashi says, ate a little bit. Therefore, if my husband would have put the work into the field, and now he gives me get, I wouldn't have to pay him a penny. Because since he ate something, that's the loch of the Mishnah. He doesn't get anything out of it. So therefore, she has a right to say, I'm not going to pay you either. Because who should have come down, like somebody else should have done it for me, and I wouldn't have to pay him. Therefore, I'm not going to pay you either. That's why here it's different than a regular case that Reuven goes down to Shimon's field. But our co-part of the Gemara says, my heavy law, what's the maskan over here? What comes out? The Gemara says, Omar Rav Huna, B'reit Rav Yeshua, Chazinon, let's see. I bal oris, ho istala glei bal, istaluka luhu. That if the husband is a person that could work on the fields himself, so then the svar is true, the way we said. She has a right to say that when she gets a get, she has a right to say, I'm not going to pay the oris, because since my husband, he himself, could have worked on the fields, and then I would not have to pay him because he ate something. So since he could have worked on the field, now that he hired somebody else to work on it, I'm not going to pay the person. Like the wife has a right to say, somebody else is supposed to work on the field for me. Not you, the Yaros. My husband should have done it. And if my husband would have done it, I wouldn't have to pay him anything. So that's a good taina that she would not have to pay the Yaros then. But what about Ibal Lavarasu? If the husband is not somebody that can work on the field, he's not like a farmer, he doesn't know how to take care of the field, then the svar is, Ar Yali Arisa Kaima, it's taka true, she would have had to hire also somebody else. She doesn't have this taina to say, listen, my husband should have done it. Her husband can't do it. So since they would have to hire a third person to do it, the svar is when the third person goes down by himself, the pshat is he's working to make this field good. And whoever owns the field has to pay him for it. So therefore, if she receives a get, the wife, and now the field belongs to her like, she has to pay the yoris, like a regular din of a yorid, she'll have to pay the yoris back according to the shmach, according to how much grows out of the field. Now the Gemara asks a new shayla. What's going to be, boilihu, baal shemocha karka leperis? If the husband, when they're still married, and she, his wife, had a yerusha, she has this karka, that the locker is lichsim lug, the husband has a right to eat the payers, the produce. Could the husband sell it? Does the husband have a right to sell this karka to somebody else that let him eat the payers? Avad, the goof, the actual capital, the actual goof of the karka, he can't sell because he doesn't own it. But the right to use the produce to work on the field that the husband has, does he have a right to sell to somebody else? That's the shayla. Baal shemochar karka le payers mahu. Mi armurinu, do we say, ma dikoni lo akni. Whatever he acquired, he has a right to sell. So maybe he does have a right to sell to somebody else the right to work on the field. Oidilma maybe, ki tekinu le rabbonim peiris labal. When did rabbonim make this takona? That the husband has a right to eat the produce of the karka. Maybe it's a special takona only for the husband himself. Only the husband can eat the peiris.